Chapter 5. Asking for Ransom. Bill and I got a piece of paper and a pencil and worked on the letter, while Red Chief, with a blanket wrapped around him, walked up and down, guarding the mouth of the cave. Bill begged me to make the ransom $1,500 instead of $2,000.
"I ain't attempting," he said, "to put down a parent's love for his child, but these are human beings we're talking about. And it ain't human for anybody to give up $2,000 for that 40-pound freckled terror. I'm prepared to take a chance at $1,500. You can charge the difference up to me."
So, to make Bill feel better, I agreed, and together we wrote this letter. "Mr. Ebenezer Dorset, we have your boy hidden in a place far from Summit. It is useless for you or the most skillful detectives to attempt to find him. The only terms on which you can have him restored to you are these. We demand $1,500 in large bills for his return. Your reply is to be left at midnight tonight in a box as described below. If you agree to these terms, send your answer in writing by a messenger at 8:30 tonight. After crossing Owl Creek on the road to Poplar Cove, there are three large trees about 100 yards apart, close to the fence of the field on the right-hand side. At the bottom of the fence post opposite the third tree, there will be a small box. The messenger will place your reply in this box and return immediately to Summit. If you attempt any tricks or fail to meet the terms of our demands as stated, you will never see your boy again. If you decide to pay the money as demanded, further instructions will be delivered to you. And once the money is received, he will be returned to you safe and well within 3 hours. These terms are final. If you do not agree to them, no further communication will be attempted. Two desperate men." I addressed the letter to Dorset and put it in my pocket. As I was about to leave, the kid came up and said,
"Aw, Snake Eye, you said I could play Black Scout while you were gone."
"Play it, of course," I said. "Mr. Bill will play with you. What kind of game is it?"
"I'm Black Scout," said Red Chief, "and I have to ride to the stockade to warn the settlers that the Indians are coming. I'm tired of playing Indian myself. I want to be Black Scout."
"All right," I said. "It sounds harmless to me. I guess Mr. Bill will help you stop the Indians."
"What am I to do?"
asked Bill, looking at the kid suspiciously.
"You are the horse," said Black Scout. "Get down on your hands and knees. How can I ride to a stockade without a horse?"
"You'd better keep him interested," I said, "until we get the scheme going. Try to relax." Bill got down on all fours. A look came into his eyes like a rabbit caught in a trap.
"How far is it to the stockade, kid?" he asked, sounding like something was stuck in his throat.
90 miles, said Black Scout, "and we have to hurry to get there on time."
Then Black Scout jumped up onto Bill's back and dug his heels into Bill's sides.
"For heaven's sake," said Bill, "hurry back, Sam, as soon as you can. I wish we hadn't made the ransom more than 1,000. Say, kid, you quit kicking me or I'll get up and give you a good one."
I walked to Poplar Cove and sat around the post office and store. I talked with the men that came in to trade. One man said that he heard Summit was all upset on account of Ebenezer Dorset's boy having been lost or kidnapped. That was all I wanted to know. I bought something, posted my letter secretly, and came away. The clerk told me that the mail carrier would come by in an hour to take the mail over to Summit.